With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Today marks the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and today, in a show of support for Ukraine, European leaders and the Canadian Prime Minister are visiting Kiev.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau were among the visitors greeted at a train station in the capital by Ukrainian officials. In a post on social media, von der Leyen wrote that Europe was in Kyiv because Ukraine is in Europe. The guests also include European Council President Antonio Costa, as well as the Prime Ministers of Northern European countries and Spain. They are set to attend events dedicated to the anniversary amid a recent U.S. policy shift under President Donald Trump. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is offering to step down if the war comes to an end and his country is cleared to join NATO. And NATO membership, though, for Ukraine has been a non-starter for the Russians. Ukraine will top the agenda when French President Macron visits the White House today for talks with President Trump. And in the words of the president, what an incredible job Dan will do. Dan Bongino, named FBI Deputy Director. The president lauds Bongino for his time with the NYPD and his work as a Secret Service agent. Mr. Trump describing Bongino as one of the most successful podcasters in the country, something he is willing and prepared to give up in order to serve. The firings underway at USAID as the Trump administration pursues a crackdown on what it has identified as wasteful and fraudulent government spending. Another element of the crackdown, a deadline imposed on federal workers, DOGE Chief Elon Musk ordering them to list their accomplishments over the past week or face the possibility of being let go. Also at SRNnews.com, Check of Wall Street finds the Dow futures up 297. This is SRN News. Why do Americans homeschool?
The Pew Research Center has been asking that question, and the answers run the gamut. A lot of moms and dads say they teach their kids at home because they're concerned about the environment at their local school, while others want to direct the moral education of their children. Other parents want to specifically give their youngsters religious instruction, which isn't possible in traditional schools. About 3% of all American kids are homeschooled. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit filed by 17 states challenging federal rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions may proceed, according to a federal appeals court. The Eighth Circuit Court's decision reverses the Eastern District's dismissal of the case in June due to lack of standing. Led by Republican state attorneys general in Tennessee and Arkansas, the state sued the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, challenging its rules on how to implement the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. This is SRN News. A Border Patrol agent is laid to rest.
U.S. Border Patrol agent David Milan, whose killing was linked to a transgender vegan cult, was buried on Saturday in Minnesota. The 44-year-old was killed during a traffic stop in Vermont near the Canadian border. He was laid to rest with full military honors at Fort Snelling National Cemetery in Minneapolis. The trans cult, called the Zizians, are believed to be linked to 6 deaths in 3 states. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Man accused of opening fire on a suburban Chicago Independence Day parade, killing 7 people, is about to stand trial nearly 3 years after the attack. After several delays, a jury selection gets underway today. The erratic behavior of the defendant has raised questions about what to expect at trial. Robert Cremo III, charged with 21 counts of first-degree murder, 48 counts of attempted murder, 48 counts of aggravated battery in the 2022 shooting. He's pleaded not guilty. More details, SRNnews.com.